I was watching a documentary on Mohammed Nasheed, past president of the Maldives. He held that post from 2008 to 2012, and he made his presidency into seeking democracy and finding solutions for global warming. So I don't know why I was watching it, but when I heard some sentences about global warming and how carbon dioxide causes global warming, I perked up. And just quickly to remind people, supposedly the scenario goes thusly. Fossil fuels such as gas, methane, propane contain a lot of carbon. And when these fuels are burned, they react with oxygen producing carbon dioxide. So this has increased the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And when forests are destroyed, forests normally use carbon dioxide in their recycling. And by not using this, carbon dioxide contributes to the increase of carbon dioxide. Then in terms of what happens with global warming, carbon dioxide does not absorb the energy from the sun, but it does absorb some of the heat energy released from the earth. So carbon dioxide lets the light of the sun in, but doesn't let all of the heat energy out. So it creates a greenhouse effect. Currently, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is increasing at the rate of 1 part per million per year. If this continues, some meteorologists expect that the average temperature of the Earth will increase by 2.5 degrees Celsius, which could be enough to cause glaciers to melt, which would cause coastal flooding. The Maldives comes into it because I think their highest point is probably a few meters, but they're mostly only a meter and a half above sea level. So I said, Dion, global warming is supposed to be due to carbon dioxide emissions. I said, what is happening to carbon dioxide in the processes that we are creating? What made me focus on that specifically was that in my notes, I've got, you know, thousands of pages of notes that I've typed as we were doing sessions, so I can just search those notes for certain words. What I found was words like our super sugar, selenose, eats up carbon dioxide. What I continued on with Ion was, if we are diminishing carbon dioxide, we're reducing global warming. So he said, yes. So what's happening is with the oxygen leaving, and we've talked about that a lot, oxygen is leaving and being replaced with hydrogen compounds. But as Ion has said many times, with oxygen leaving, everything changes. So one of the things that's changing is that carbon dioxide will be reduced without the oxygen to interact with the carbon, then we're going to reduce carbon dioxide. Ion said, look at the change in the chemistry of the environment. So then I went to my notes about the new environment is a series of, what was it, Bob, 61 chemicals or aspects of starting with Al2, aluminum2, SO4, sodium, sulfate, potassium, magnesium, helium, neon, radon, krypton, GE, TH, zircon, tin, and silicon DO2s. That you can see on Sheila's painting, Sheila Kern's painting, right, Bob?
Yeah, after the thunder, or singular or plural, after the thunders, that formula is laid out, very long formula. That's what's coming, right?
Right.
You could reread the formula by letters, now that you've read the translation, just
right.
Do the letters game.
Al2 bracket, SO4 bracket 3, dot. So dot meaning the next compound is NaSO4 dot. KMG4 bracket HE6NE2 interior bracket HE5 interior bracket closed bracket RM3, open bracket, KR6, GE1, interior bracket, TH3, ZR1, TI5, closed inner bracket, closed bracket, SIDO2. When I asked the question about, well, what are we doing exactly to carbon, ION references this as the new chemistry, where is there any carbon at all? There's not one carbon in this whole chemical formula. And that's huge because everybody knows about the carbon footprint and we're all bound to carbon. So
where did the carbon go?
Our super sugar, selenose, eats up the carbon dioxide.
What's the formula for super sugar?
C122H197O98. When we start talking about this, ION went into this big thing about, yeah, you know, it's no longer the C6 or the C12 in glucose or a sucrose. It's C122. It is, you know, sucking.
Super, the RNA drops, which have super sugar in them, eat the carbon.
It's just sucking it up. It utilizes it. Instead of glucose, which is C6H12O6 as a sugar in our bodies, we're having this C122.
Note that.
H197, which is stabilized hydrogen isotope, and O6 instead of oxygen 98. Interesting here too, Bob, is the oxygen 6, O6. Is replaced by oxygen 98, so we're just sucking up all that oxygen as well. We didn't ask that. I said to them, so we're incorporating carbon into the C-122. Utilizing all this carbon takes it out of play.
So I didn't say that.
Well, he started to talk about the more you breathe out, the more selenose will kick in. If you are sedentary, the less you need. The more carbon dioxide exhaled will result in more selenose being absorbed and utilized. The more carbon dioxide you are exhaling, the more you mix to balance your blood sugar. There's a note from my notes when ION said, what is super sugar for? This is the perfect balanced sugar for all nutritional necessities. He won't say needs. Selenose is the link to perfect metabolic health. Oh, look at this quote, Bob. It's so cool. Sugar is the electricity for light. Salt is the seasoning. Light is what you use to tell the difference from darkness. We wish you were only salt and light. If you would live up to that, you would be salt and light. Salty enough to be seasoned and light enough to be seen. Carbon dioxide that people are exhaling is enriched carbon. So we who are doing the drops are exhaling enriched carbon.
A new carbon.
Yeah.
And it's replacing the stupid carbon.
Right.
Okay, and then, so it goes out. This explains like people like Michael in Boulder, Colorado, where his walkway out of his home, the grass is green close to the walkway. You know, it's brown out further out.
Right.
But this exhaling is changing our environment dramatically and getting rid of the pollution. Do you realize, people? You realize this, Michael? We've solved the sword of Damocles hanging over everybody.
Oh, here's some more words. Around to the talk about the change of the new atmosphere, the AL2SO4 formula, they said this will show up by the changing of metals. And we know about that. The metals start breaking down. They will say they have to make new polymers. They'll blame it on acid rain, that plastics are breaking down. Things they thought would last a million years are breaking down. It will eat asbestos. It's a shift in how without the oxidation of oxygen, you won't rust things. But things that don't normally, like the plastics, don't normally get affected by the current environment.
Will
be affected by this new environment.
So people taking the RNA drops our quote, saving the world.